Christina, it is great talking with you. You know, you're one of my favorite people because every time I know I've got an interview with you, whether we do it in person or we do it over the phone, I always remember, for me, first time being at the Grammy Awards backstage when we were doing all the radio interviews, and you're one of the first people to come over and sit in front of me and do our interview, and that always stays with me because we had such a great conversation. And ever since then, every time I talk to you, great conversation, great music. How have things been since then? It's been like a couple of years when that first happened.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you, first of all. Thank you for remembering that. I, too, remember, and I'm sitting in Amsterdam right now, but I can picture me and you sitting together right now chatting. Gosh, I don't even know how to wrap up the past couple years for you. They've been so spectacular. I toured for 27 months with that first album that we probably first chatted about. I did 9 tours in a row. All my dreams sort of came true. I met Paul McCartney and talked to him for 11 minutes. I finished the first album cycle. I spent 1 year and 78 days making my second album. And now tomorrow is my last day of promo, and I've been doing that for 113 days. And now I am about to go on my first tour for album 2. So, I mean, I don't even know. Is that a sum up?
That sums it up. Look, I want to talk about the album. I want to talk about the new single because I love all of it, but I've got to ask because when it comes to McCartney, I mean, I only met McCartney for like 11 seconds. That was it. I mean, he just signed something for me. So what was it like to speak to an iconic artist like that?
It was pretty indescribable. I feel like nothing I could say would give justice to, you know, this tiny conversation that we had. But, I mean, he's funny. He is sweet. He is, and I met him backstage almost at like a, at a, just a rehearsal space. So this is a place where, you know, you've got Miley Cyrus in one room, Beyonce in another room, McCartney in one room, I'm in one room. Like, there's no security guards. Everybody's rehearsing with their band. It's very chill. So I feel like I got a really great kind of point of view, you know, into what he's like just chilling. You know, he's just hanging out with his band. And he was actually drinking tea and holding a saucer, which is something I'll never forget. Like, who does that? Like, I imagine only the Queen and, like, Paul McCartney, you know, holding a saucer under their teacup. But anyway, he was just friendly and said, you know, hello. You know, he, like, yelled out to me and my band. And we almost threw up, of course. But we went over and we talked to him. And he was so lovely. I will never forget it for the rest of my life.
Oh, you are so lucky. I mean, the most I have is, like I said, it was 11 seconds. But he signed my program. And all I got the chance to say was, I love your music. And he goes, thank you very much. And then he moved on.
Yeah.
So, but.
Well, you know what? I feel like he meant it. I feel like he's the most genuine person ever, and he probably was really meant it when he said thank you.
No, he absolutely is. And you know that generosity, I mean, you are the same type of person too, because like I said, we've always had some great conversations, and I love the aura of your music and how it has grown so much over the years. Let's talk about how this one has grown, because even though you really haven't changed too much of the formula, the stories are just so connecting. Talk about what the process was in creating this new album.
Well, thank you for saying that. I definitely know that the cohesive thread through this album is the same as my first, which is, you know, these are songs that are stories that I went through. They're the stories of my little heart for the past couple of years. And, you know, Love Strong, my first album, was definitely more of a breakup album because I was still getting over, you know, a bigger relationship in my life. But this new album, I wanted to definitely grow where I should grow. So sonically, I think it's a little bit bigger and a little bit better. I also got better at my instruments. I mean, I toured for 27 months, so I sure hope I did. And so the songs, I think, are a little bit better. The melodies, everything about album 2, I'm very proud of, because I think that it's right where a second album should be. It's not the same, but it's not completely different. And like I said, that cohesiveness would be my voice, my melodies, and my lyrics, which are the same way, you know, I looked at life 5 years ago, the same way I look at it now. You know, it's through the same lenses, I guess. And that's how I write. I mean, I write about my own experiences with love, and then I will say that this new album is more dynamic. I feel like for the first time in my songwriting life, I've written about things either when I was really, really happy, which is new for me, and also I have some songs that are not about someone else, but more of a relationship with myself and just trying to figure out how to be me in the world. And that might be because I'm a little bit older, and so I don't know where that kind of came from, but I definitely felt the pull and the to grow, and I feel as though I did.
Now, it's interesting because the album is called Head or Heart. Anybody who's been in a relationship knows that there's those moments where you're going, well, what do I do? Do I listen to my head, which usually should be the right thing, or listen to your heart that you just, you know, that's what you want? Is that why you came up with that title?
Yes, I came up with that because I realized that the disagreement between my head and my heart is too much not to share, at least for my life right now. Like, I realized that for our second album, everybody talks about the pressure and are you afraid of this scary second album, you know? And I'd be like, well, I wasn't until you said so. You know, every single person asked me about the pressure, and I realized that early on, and I said, well, okay, I understand this is a scary endeavor. I was like, but if I just tell the truth, then what am I afraid of? You know, I don't get it. And so I did an assessment, you know, of where I am in my life. And for me, when I came home from all this touring and whatnot, I kept choosing, I realized, trusting one or the other. I have not yet had a moment where I seem to trust both at the same time. And I think that that is the goal. And I think that that is something that I should, you know, strive for and look forward to. But if I'm being quite honest, where I'm at right now is they just don't get along. I haven't, you know, I feel as though I'm always having to trust one or the other in a relationship, and I've done enough of that that I could write about it. And so when I was writing album two, I knew that's what I wanted to say. Out of all things that I could say, now that people are listening, I'm just going to tell the truth, and that's exactly where I'm at. And it's, you know, I'm proposing a question to everybody, and I'm just saying, hey, what do you think? You know, and it's almost, it's like, you know, interactive between me and the audience, you know, and between me and the people I talk to. It's like, it's a thing that we can all kind of agree on. It's a difficult choice. And for me, you know, I'm looking for the moment where I can trust both.
I understand that you've collaborated with another young superstar. What is that like?
Oh, Mr. Ed Sheeran, he's so wonderful. He has become one of my closest friends in the music industry over the past couple years. We met a couple years ago, and when I wrote Be My Forever, it's the happiest song I've ever written in my life. And I remember thinking, like, oh, dear, like, I can't do this. This is so not me. But in fact, I had fallen in love, and I remember thinking, like, oh, this is just so inconvenient. You know, I was so bummed out that I was in the middle of writing and had fallen so madly in love with someone, and I thought that it would really mess up my writing, and I was afraid, honestly, to do that. It was like a challenge. And so I kind of put myself to the test, and I wrote this song, and I'm so happy I did. And I'm also excited that I asked Ed to sing with me, because he doesn't really sing happy songs either, so we're both out of our comfort zone, and for some reason it works. And so I'd say that Be My Forever is one of my favorite songs on the album, and maybe the one I'm most excited for people to hear.
You're going on tour, Jason Mraz. Of course, you're coming here to Toronto too. First off, what's it like traveling with one of the nicest guys ever? I don't even think I've even seen him have a frown on his face. And what can we expect at the show when you perform here in Toronto?
Well, I toured with Jason Mraz in 2012. That was actually my last tour. So I'm coming now. I'm going on tour with a girl named Birdie. I'm bringing her along with me. And this will be my first headlining tour for album two. And the live show, I'm telling you right now, is just going to be a lot more fun, I think, than people might expect, because album two is a lot more fun than the first album, and I can say that because I wrote it. I know for sure after touring for 2.5 years that I knew I needed to record the songs that I want to do live, you know, since I'm such a live artist, and everything is a little bit bigger and a little bit better, and so I can't wait to come to Toronto, and I just can't wait to put this show on the road, as they say.
Before we wrap this up, because I know we got to do this, we probably only have seconds left, I've got to ask you, what have you been doing in the gym? When I saw your pictures, I was like, okay, am I going to be speaking to the same person here? I mean, girl, you look fantastic before, but right now, wow. I mean, you could walk the red carpet, everything else. You look fantastic. What have you been doing physically?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've fallen in love with this thing called SoulCycle. So it's a little bit of spinning is what I do. But also, you know, when I'm working, I try to eat really well. And there's, you know, I know it's no fun, but it really is the best way to stay in shape is to eat really healthy and really clean. And so when I'm working, I do that. Now, when I'm not working, I definitely indulge in In-N-Out burgers and chocolate. But most of the time, I am now on and very, very healthy these days.
Little lady, you look stunning. Thank you so much for doing this interview with me. Congrats on the new album. Looking so forward to you coming down to Toronto. And let's keep doing this every time you are around.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you again, and I'll see you real soon.
You've got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.